research teams from around the world come to show you cool products. Okay, here we are at Mobile Systems Distributed Operation for Sensing. And what's your name?
Ram Ramji from Microsoft Research India.
All right, let's get right into the demo.
So the basic idea is modern phones, smartphones, have a lot of sensors. And what we're going to do is detect a lot of interesting events which are traffic related for on the phones. So here you have a phone here which detects honking. Here you have a phone here which will detect braking, speed bumps, and so on. And if a lot of phones are there in the city with people carrying their pockets, and you can sense the city's road and traffic conditions automatically, upload to a server, you can annotate maps with interesting stuff. Like, for example, this road has maybe poor road conditions or potholes, or this intersection gets a lot of braking and honking, which means maybe it's a little dangerous. So instead of giving me the shortest route, I'll give you the safest route. Least stress-free driving, maybe a little longer, but you avoid intersections which might have a lot of honking or braking and so on.
I like your style, all right.
Okay, so imagine this phone right now is sitting inside the car, in somebody's pocket in a car.
Okay.
The sensor there you see in the phone is really an accelerometer, which are available in high-end phones. So what we're going to show you first is detecting brakes. Then we'll detect speed bumps. This is our speed breaker here.
Okay.
And then we can detect honks.
Even picks up the honks. Very cool.
So if you have an intersection where you have these bumps, let's say braking and honking, maybe there's, you know, maybe a good place to put a traffic light. So you can send information to roadworks department saying, okay, maybe you need to do something there. Or you can plan roads around these things. So you avoid pretty much heavy traffic congested regions or dangerous regions. And if you have potholes, for example, you detect automatically. You can inform, say, overnight some potholes were formed in this road. And you can also do things like, so buses, for example, might have a different traffic flow because it's going on a separate lane than cars, let's say. By sensing the Bluetooth neighborhood around, in buses, you have a lot of people having Bluetooth phones. It's kind of stable. So you know it's a shared ride vehicle. But if you're in a car, your neighborhood keeps changing. So you're not in a shared ride vehicle. So your progress rate may be very different in a bus than a car. So we can sense that. So you get a very rich collection of traffic information by just running software on your phones. So phones, these are high-end phones today, but hopefully in a few years, these will be common phones and there's no infrastructure support for collecting sort of rich traffic information.
Microsoft Research looking out for your safety. Honk.